producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
He said, Kate, I have a good feeling about this series and about our team going the whole way. And I have a good feeling about you, too. He also said, if there's a fork in the road, don't forget to take it.
As sharing one of his memories of Yogi Berra, the Hall of Famer, passed away this past week at the age of 90. And the passing of Yogi Berra, things going on in the world of talk sports radio, or sports talk, maybe I'll turn that around, sports talk radio, all share the number 10 position, what's going on in the NFL, Major League Baseball, all that sort of thing, as we get started on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this hour. The week ending Friday, September 25th is our focus, as we review the top 10 talk topics this past week based on research and work conducted by the staff at Talkers Magazine. You can find Talkers at talkers.com. It's where all the talk radio industry goes to find out what's going on, the things that are changing on the stations, the hosts, and the topicality of things. So let's go through our list, shall we? We've already started with number 10, so we'll move along, yes?
Number 9.
Number 9 this week is the cost of drugs in general, but the drug pricing controversy that started a particular pill at $13.50, I think. And by the end of the purchase of the company, it was up 5,000%. So on the Good Day program, which I host Monday through Friday here on the radio, I talked to Dr. Ken Kronhaus about all the buzz regarding drug prices after this pharmaceutical company hiked the price from $13-$14 a pill to $750 a pill.
The head of Turing Pharmaceutical Company hiked the prices of Daraprim from $13.50 per pill to $750 per pill overnight. And
they kind of backed up 40 or something.
They backed off in the face of all this criticism. So why the high cost of medicines? And then I'll tell you how I feel. I'm not happy about this, but you have to generate some profit or you don't have an incentive to make these products. And also the cost is immense. You know, it takes thousands, tens of thousands of substances to test before you get one out to market that's safe and effective. So there is a huge cost to this. However, this is outrageous. And the solution to this is we need more competition. And also, my idea is there should be full disclosure in the pharmaceutical industry. Instead of government control, there should be postings of accurately of what it costs, how much they make, and what they're doing with the profits. And then with social media today, the pressure from the public should be out there. And if people don't respond, then something should be done.
All right. So the thing that is part of this, the big elephant in the room that nobody's talking about, one of the reasons that prices are going up is because there's decreasing competition in the industry. Because, as you just said, it's so damnably expensive to get a drug through that it's and expensive. Most of these companies, the startups, can't afford it.
The cost to get it to the end, it just keeps going up and up and up, and that is a problem. And the FDA is charging more and more.
Number 8.
Number 8 item this week on the Talk Radio Review is the president of China's trip to our country. Here is some conversation that was heard on our affiliate for the Countdown, WDEL, in Wilmington, Delaware. Host Alan Ludell talking to correspondent Alan Shelfer about the Chinese and the president's plan. This week has been a very busy week because the Pope was here as well, and one wonders whether the Chinese president's trip here was overshadowed by the Pope.
The visit of the leader of the most populous country in the world, People's Republic of China, is in a way really getting second fiddle or third fiddle to coverage of the Pope's visit on American media right now. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, the the president of China, Xi Jinping, is here for a busy couple of days, sort of a soft landing on the West Coast before he gets into what I assume will be some hardline, high-level discussions with President Obama. But here he's really focusing on high-tech business opportunities, partnerships between Chinese cities and American cities, Chinese companies and American companies, universities to universities, that kind of thing, international trade, and trying to leave the politics out of things, at least at this point. He's going to tour a Boeing plant, see how planes get made. He's going to go to the Microsoft campus in Redmond, Washington, and meet with Chinese and American high-tech leaders, talk with some of the real heavy hitters in the tech world. In America, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos of Amazon, Cook of Apple, some of the real heavy hitters here. So really a busy schedule, all looking at business and trade, and let's march forth together, kumbaya, everything is fine.
Well, even if he doesn't address or confront delicate issues like human rights in this country, still the very idea of whether China manipulates its currency to boost exports or engages in commercial theft, espionage, even in the trade area, you've got these controversies.
Yeah, he has addressed those things to the extent that he has said, essentially, no, that's not happening. We don't do that. So he has addressed those issues, but whether he's addressed them in a way that most of the American people or the American president are going to smile and happily accept is really questionable.
And human rights protests in the Seattle area?
We saw probably a couple hundred folks who were out, stood outside his hotel for all day long until about 9 o'clock at night. Hands off Taiwan, free Tibet, and then members of the Falun Gong spiritual sect who are out protesting his presence. We expect those protests to continue through the length of his stay here.
All right, so that takes care of number 10, number 9, number 8 on the countdown at 14 past the hour. Number 7 is just moments away. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room online at ABVI.com by October 15th and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 22nd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall! Into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
We all worry about identity theft. And every day, millions of Americans' stolen identities are used to commit financial crimes. Hacking of government databases causes millions to lose their good credit ratings and very often their life savings. These threats all involve Social Security numbers, the most commonly used ID in America. But Social Security was never intended to be an ID card used to track all of our financial activities. We need to look through the lens of liberty and put programs like Social Security back to their original intent, a supplemental retirement insurance and nothing more. These could never hack these giant databases if our government didn't create them.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural, With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-589-0824. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-589-0824. That's 1-800-589-0824. Call 1-800-589-0824.
Number seven issue or item, if you will, on this week's countdown focuses on Iran and the continuing haggling over that nuclear deal. Here is talk radio host Todd Herman with a 60 Minutes interview, sort of traveling into Iran to interview their president.
So, Steve Croft from 60 Minutes went and spoke with the president of Iran.
Ayatollah Khamenei has endorsed, even praised, the chanting of death to America and death to Israel at the Friday prayers by demonstrators. And he continues to call the United States the great Satan. Do you believe the United States is the great Satan?
The enmity that existed between the United States and Iran over the decades, the distance, the disagreements, the lack of trust, will not go away soon. What's important is which direction we are heading. Are we heading towards amplifying the enmity or decreasing this enmity? I believe we have taken the first steps towards decreasing this enmity.
Do you think the United States is the great Satan?
Satan, in our religious parlance, is used to refer to that power that tricks others and whose words are not clear words, do not match reality. What I can say is that the U.S. has made many mistakes in the past regarding Iran and must make up for those mistakes.
And this is the country with whom we've made the deal. When Steve Croft asked him, do you think America's a great Satan? He went with a politician's answer. But he's the politician. He's the political arm. Right? The actual leader, as we know, is the Khomeini. He's the one who's chanting death to America. He's the one who agrees with CARE's founder. The founder of CARE, according to Powerline blog, said, you know, we're not coming to America to be equal with other faiths. We're not coming here to be equal. We believe Islam should be the law of every land. We should believe it should be the only religion on earth. And this president, he serves at the pleasure of the religious leadership there. So Steve Croft asked him about death to America. I mean, Croft is, I give him credit on this. He's actually kind of hard-edged. It's three words, death to America.
Death to America is a very simple concept. Three words. Not much room left for interpretation. Not very conciliatory. Do you see the day when that language will not be used? You yourself have encouraged both sides to try and lower the temperature.
If America puts the enmity aside, if it initiates goodwill, and if it compensates for the past, the future situation between the United States and Iran will change.
That would classify as a non-answer. If you were in court, you'd get to say to the judge, permission to treat the witness as a hostile witness. In other words, he's perfectly comfortable with the chanting of death to America. Maybe it's a cultural thing.
So you make up your own mind about that one. Well, I'm asking you to make up your own mind about all of these. And you can share what your thoughts are about the top 10 by taking the poll that's there every weekend at this time at DougStephan.com. Number six, what's happening with the government shutdown? That's up next here on this week's Talk Radio Review.
Hey. healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six this week on our review of the hot hits, the conversational points on News Talk Radio that are hot, is the prospect of a government shutdown, which seems to have been averted now. But this week on the Good Day program, I talked to Huffington Post congressional correspondent Laura Barrón López. We discussed the political games that are being played over defunding Planned Parenthood, which is tied to that bill that everybody on both sides knows will never go anywhere.
That point is exactly the one that Senator Kelly Ayotte, a Republican from New Hampshire, was trying to make yesterday evening on the Senate floor. She was saying, look, I asked these same questions in 2013 when we shut down the government, in order to try and defund Obamacare, and that didn't work. We didn't end up defunding Obamacare. And so it's basically the same exact storyline right now. And the reason that they're doing it is because party leaders, Republican party leaders like Mitch McConnell and John Boehner, are trying to find a way to appease their hardliners in their caucus, and their more conservative members who are very upset about this Planned Parenthood video that came out.
Interesting that they don't have enough of a wide sort of scope on this. They could easily fix the problem by suggesting they want to defund all 501c3 charities, because in my estimation, none of them ought to be supported under any circumstances. We are being penalized in a way by having somebody else's judgment on a charity come out of our pocket. You want to support them? Great, you support them. Don't take money from me to try to support something that I don't in the main support. And I think that's part of it. There's a certain aspect to this that does play around the video that's been talked about a great deal, including by Ms. Fiorina last week. But that's not really the issue, for me anyway. I just am tired of money going to all of these places. I mean, look at the Red Cross is getting, frankly, appropriately scrutinized due to its large size and their inability to do what they say they're going to do. They're breaking all their promises to the people who donate to them. And so in this circumstance, why doesn't somebody come up with that as a solution, Laura?
Well, I think that the more moderate or the other Republicans that are trying to say, look, I don't want to shut down the government in order to take a stand on this when we know it isn't going to result in anything. I'd rather go about it with a more logical plan, a plan that either targets their practices or a plan that, you know, like you said, specifically make sure that taxpayer money doesn't go to certain organizations, not just Planned Parenthood, but other organizations that the party, you know, feels like they aren't in line with. So that's something that is being floated, and it's probably, they probably are going to be producing some legislation later on in the year and possibly next year, something that they feel is more logical and won't create a shutdown over it. But the problem is that they are going, go ahead.
How much attention is being paid to Kelly Ayotte, who is the freshman senator of New Hampshire? She's made quite a bit of noise in a positive sense. She's called a lot of attention to herself. She's quite well respected, is she not?
Yes, she is. She's very well respected. And she isn't the only one that feels this way. Speaking to Senator John McCain yesterday from Arizona, he also said that, you know, that a clean resolution to fund the government is the way the Senate and the House should go. And there are other people within their caucus that feel that way as well.
So,
and, of course, the Democrats all feel that way.
All right. So we've, as usual, in this first half hour, worked our way through half of the list. So that means we'll have numbers 5 through 1 in the next half hour of the countdown. And some of the things are predictable. I'm sure if you're a follower of fashion here, when we get down to the brass tacks of what's going on, we have not a whole lot of wiggle room in what is number one. But I think you'll enjoy all the other things. That's what people say. Is this an enjoyable, entertaining hour? Yeah, I find it that way. I hope you do, too. It's the Talk Radio.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Let's go back over where we are, at least at this point in our countdown. Most talked about items on talk radio this week, recapping the passing of Yogi Berra and what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, National Football League action, playoffs in the Major League Baseball world. All those things come in at number 10. Number 9, the drug pricing controversy that's erupted this past week. Chinese president's tour of the U.S., number 8. The Iran nuclear deal, and whether it goes thumbs up or down, number 7. The potential government shutdown is number 6. So now let us get into number 5.
Number 5.
The number 5 item, the Volkswagen emission case. Here's host Kim Kerrigan talking to financial analyst Barry Armstrong. They discuss the financial hit that Volkswagen will take over their use of various software in millions of their cars that seem to cheat on emissions testing.
You must not own VW stock, because if so, I think you would have already slit your wrists, right?
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, it's been a tough ride. It's bouncing back today. So a lot of times what happens on a company like General Motors or British Petroleum, you remember these are two what we call travesty stocks, right? They have these big problems, and the market has a tendency to overreact. So in General Motors, for instance, I think the company lost about $6 billion worth of market capitalization. BP, I think it was, oh gosh, I can't remember. But Volkswagen, they at one point yesterday, I think, had lost, was it $60 billion of market cap? And they tend to overshoot. So, yeah, it's going to cost them a lot of money to solve this problem. It's going to take years. People are going to lose their jobs. They're going to suffer, you know, globally in terms of their sales.
Somebody ought to go to jail, Barry.
Well, nobody went to jail for General Motors, right?
And they killed people.
You know?
But that's not right either.
No, it's not. It's not right. And the Department of Justice is indicating that they're going to put people in jail. But the problem they have, Kim, is, they're going to go after German citizens and try to put German citizens in American jails. and that's just not going to go well in Europe. But anyway, I'm looking at this from a financial standpoint. I'm trying to figure out how to make money on this.
this has got to be the first time you've ever done that.
Right. Well, that's my job. But think about it. If Volkswagen sales are going to drop, right, because that TDI technology, that turbo diesel technology, that's going to go by the wayside. It's going to take them minimum a couple of years to kind of get back on their feet. So other manufacturers are going to benefit from it. Now, who's it going to be? Is it going to be Toyota, Ford, General Motors? You know, like that. That's the million-dollar question. And the investor who figures out who the benefactor is of this dilemma for Volkswagen could make some money on this trade.
Well, it's got to be a car that's sort of comparable, right?
Well, and, you know, you would think so, right? So you would automatically say, okay, let's go look at BMW. But here's the problem. BMW and all the other European automakers are being scrutinized because there is speculation, it's purely speculation at this point, that they're doing the same thing, right? That they're cheating in the same fashion. So I tend to think it's going to be that the winner could be a company like General Motors or perhaps Toyota, or maybe there's a dark horse in there like Nissan or some other manufacturer could benefit from this, or maybe it's equally spread out. I haven't figured it out yet, but I will.
Mm-hmm. Number four item or issue this week on the Talk Radio Review are the relationships that we have with Russia and the tension that's being created by them going into Syria. Here's Frank Luber, a radio host in Baltimore, talking to former UN Ambassador John Bolton about the alliances that seem to be forming in Syria and the Middle East.
What do you make of the top advisor to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad calling on Australia and other Western countries to cooperate with the regime in fighting the Islamic State in Syria? And he's calling upon not only Australia, but the U.S., as well as Russia, even Iran and China.
Well, I'm very worried about it because I think from both the perspectives of Iran and Russia, this is a way to gain even more concessions from the Obama administration. You know, the Russians are now building what seems to be an air base in Syria to go along with their naval base. So they're not negotiating or looking to replace the Assad regime. They're supporting it even more fully than they have been before. And, of course, the Assad regime wouldn't have lasted even this long without substantial assistance from Iran and Iran's proxy, the terrorist group Hezbollah. So, you know, if you were the Obama administration and you wanted to help Iran a little bit more, we're already training and equipping the Baghdad government, which is now a subsidiary of the Ayatollahs in Tehran. Almost unthinkably now is the possibility that we would help the Assad regime, which Obama had said had to go. But such are the attitudes inside the Obama White House that I'm very worried we're close to something here.
Do you think, or do you see it as a serious effort on the part of the Russians to perhaps fight ISIS in Syria?
Well, I think they want to keep the Assad regime in power, in control of as much of Syria as they can. I do think the Russians fear ISIS. They've had grim experience with Islamic terrorism. And so they see it as a way to gain back favor in the West, maybe to overcome the sanctions that were imposed for their military action in Ukraine and their annexation of the Crimea. It bolsters Iran. Look, Russia's position in the Middle East today is stronger and more capable of influencing events there than at any time since Anwar Sadat kicked the Soviet advisors out of Egypt in the 1970s.
Because of our lack of leadership here, right?
Because we're, in effect, turning away from the region. This is not even leadership from behind. This is retreat.
Number three on the list of the top 10 this week on the countdown focuses on the immigrant crisis, the situation European leaders find themselves in trying to figure out what to do with all these people that are trying to get into Europe because of what ISIS is doing in the Middle East. Here's host Garland Robinette talking to CBS military analyst Mike Lyons about the growing number of former ISIS members who are also fleeing.
You're giving any street cred to this strange propaganda that ISIS seems to be brewing? Could this be an indication that they're facing some problems?
Oh,
I think they're definitely facing problems, and this is one of their issues. They have legitimacy based on the amount of people that they have oversight with, and right now they are struggling in areas in both Iraq and inside of Syria because they reign under terror. They've committed Sharia law in these places, and the refugees are undeniable. 4 million Syrians have fled the country since 2001. People have been displaced. They just moved to get out from the ISIS umbrella, and then they've got to be careful because they're going to have the Assad government to deal with as well. So Syria is a complete disaster on so many levels from a humanitarian perspective. But ISIS is starting to show the cracks of not being able to hold these people in their group.
And how are they doing with Sunnis? If I understand correctly, that's always kind of been their supplier of people, not so much because Sunnis are crazy about them. They're much less crazy about the Shiites.
Well, the thing is, the Sunnis do make up the majority of the warriors, let's say, inside of ISIS. They're fundamentally Sunni militants. The Shia have dominance because of the numbers that they have on in places like Iran and inside of in places inside of Iraq. But it is a difficult path. Of each of these different groups have these different, really competing agendas. And right now, you have the Sunnis more aligned with ISIS only because they feel that their lot will be cast better than with them than would be cast if they were aligned back with the Shia, which is why it's the major problem you're seeing inside of Iraq right now.
Correct me if I've got my numbers wrong. 23 million people originally in Syria. About 8 million is displaced, and about 4 million have literally gone, taken off. A huge amount of Syria no longer there. Could this be, well, number one of those numbers, Craig? Number two, is that a big enough crack for ISIS to start falling apart in the relatively near future?
Well, the thing is, you have to look at Syria geographically and understand most of the people now are living along the coastline, similar to Libya in Africa, if you look at a map. These are very austere desert countries where most of the people live in built-up areas, which has caused most of the migration in and of itself. They go from the areas along the sea to these rowboats, and then they're off. They're heading to Europe in that regard. And ISIS controls the city of Raqqa, which is somewhere in the middle, away from the coastlines, and then along some of the border towns between itself and Turkey. And that's its stronghold. If it loses the people in those areas, then it's going to start to lose its grip overall inside of Syria. And then perhaps you'll see the Assad government then come back to fight them as well.
All right, so we have found ourselves in the usual position of being excited about what the top two stories are, the top two topics, the big deals this week in conversation, and you can more or less put them into perspective if you've been keeping track of where we are in the past 8 slots. So number 2 is up next here on the Countdown. Stay tuned.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4-inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellawood Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate for 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
We all worry about identity theft, and every day millions of Americans' stolen identities are used to commit financial crimes. Hacking of government databases causes millions to lose their good credit ratings and very often their life savings. These threats all involve Social Security numbers, the most commonly used ID in America. But Social Security was never intended to be an ID card used to track all of our financial activities. We need to look through the lens of liberty and put programs like Social Security back to their original intent, a supplemental retirement insurance and nothing more. These could never hack these giant databases if our government didn't create them.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Number two.
Okay, back in the groove here, the Pope and his visit to the United States at number two. Earlier this week on my daytime regular program, I talked to Ismat Mangla, who's a religion reporter for the International Business Times, about why the Pope came to our country and what hopefully would be accomplished by the visit.
You know, part of the reason the church, the Pope is here is to sort of evangelize and bring people back into the fold of the church. There are a lot of people who've left the Catholic Church, and the future of the Catholic Church in the U.S. is definitely, dictated by the growing Hispanic population. And it's a big deal to have a Pope who originates from Latin America speak Spanish. I think that's going to have a really big effect.
But is it not true that most of the Hispanics, I was looking at some stats the other day, many people, as you've just suggested, believe that the Hispanic population is mostly Catholic, but only 10% are actually practicing Catholics, according to the stat I saw.
Yes, that is definitely an issue. I'm not sure about only 10%, but definitely one of the reasons that, you know, the Pope has taken sort of a different approach, a more sort of welcoming, loving, pastoral approach, is to sort of attract people, especially those who are lapsed and who aren't practicing, to get back into the church. Mm-hmm. And, sort of find ways to, find ways to feel accepted in the church again.
He's a great ambassador, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. He really has just this, he hasn't really changed church doctrine, but he hasn't really changed the lyrics of the song, but he certainly changed the music. That's how someone put it to me. He just has a way about him of talking about these really sort of controversial issues and raising them, but doing it in a manner that his popularity numbers are like off the charts among both Catholics and non-Catholics alike.
I refer to him as, in my opinion, the one true leader in the world. I'm not Catholic. I really don't care much for religion at all. But I do care when somebody shines at something. He's good at what he does. And he has given, in my opinion, a lot of great positive inspiration to people because of his attitude and his good work. And it was, in my opinion, the best example I could come up with for leadership around the globe. Where do you see, do we have any leaders that come even close to the inspiration he provides?
Well, that's the interesting thing. You know, he doesn't, he actually is sort of a smart politician, I guess, in that way. But he doesn't really fall neatly into these, you know, sort of divides that a lot of political leaders do.
I thought it was interesting in New York City. The Pope used his time there to encourage the hundreds of clergy, the nuns, the brothers, that group that gathered in St. Patrick's Cathedral. He encouraged them to live humbly and resist the temptation to treat their ministries as businesses, with success measured by the bottom line, that is, how much money is put into the collection plate. I thought that was very interesting, and I applaud his visit as an individual who's not, as I just said on that excerpt from my program, a religionist, but this guy's a leader, and the world needs leaders desperately like that, so congratulations to him. It's 51 past on the countdown, number one next.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one this week, the presidential race. Here are hosts Mark Thompson and Elizabeth Espinoza talking about Donald Trump's decision to stop appearing on Fox.
Donald Trump's back at it, as you know, and I say back at it just in that, look, he's a front runner, so a lot of people take shots at him, and when you take shots at Donald Trump, he bites back. But the latest one was a weird one, and it's created this firestorm with Fox News because he's
again?
Now, yeah, he's on a jihad against Fox News. This is a commentator on Fox News. It's not even a Fox News employee who took a shot at Trump, basically saying he got schooled by Carly Fiorina in the last debate.
Trump obviously attacks everyone, but she's become a much bigger target. And I think part of what's going on here is that last debate. Let's be honest. Carly cut his off with the precision of a surgeon. And he knows it. He knows it. He's insulted and bullied his way to the top of the polls. No one was able to best him ever except for this tough lady on that stage. And it must kill him. He must be simmering about it to this night.
So, of course, the FCC is not going to find the network because it's cable.
Because also, people, I think you're allowed to say that, although it's kind of coarse.
It's blue, but you're allowed to say
it. It's coarse language. And I found it shocking personally.
Bombastic.
Donald Trump reacted.
Fox News has not treated me fairly. And
certain people have not. They have pundits on the show. I mean, one of them made a total fool of himself last night. He totally lost it. I mean, it was watched. It looked like he was having a nervous breakdown on television. And he used words that were so unbelievable that maybe he'll be fined or censured or thrown off. He's a total fool. A guy named Rich Lowry, who I never even heard of. But he said something that I've never heard on television before. I was shocked. But he lost it. It was wonderful watching this guy lose it because, you know, he's a bad guy. But they are not fair to me. And I've expressed it to them. They understand. For instance, they won't put up certain poll numbers. And the poll numbers are phenomenal for Trump. So I say, why aren't you putting up those numbers? Well, we're not going to put up the numbers.
The poll number you were talking about, and the reason they don't want to use it, it was an online survey, and that's not, you know, sort of considered one of the legitimate polls, the go-to polls that we use.
Second phase of our coverage of the number one issue this week on the Countdown, host Mark Reardon talking to Wisconsin host Charlie Sykes about Scott Walker dropping out this week.
Did you see this coming this soon?
No, not this soon. However, I did begin to think over the weekend that he was going to do this because he's done this before. Back in 2006, he was running for governor. It wasn't happening. He figured rather than go through a bloody, expensive campaign, he would live to fight another day. And, of course, then 4 years later, he was elected. So I did have a sense that it was coming to an end.
Did you speak with Scott on your show or not?
No, but I talked to some people who were in meetings with him, you know, and described one of his closest longtime friends, John Hiller, who was there at that emergency meeting, you know, and basically described how, you know, it was the cold calculation. They had just run out of money. They had burned through the money. They had staffed up too much, and the donors had kind of disappeared. So it was one of those, you know, cut the umbilical cord now.
What do you think happened? You know, last time that we visited a few months ago, Walker was arguably at his peak, and we discussed this notion that perhaps he may have peaked too early. Now, it's a little bit more complicated than that, but you're one of the sharpest political guys that I know, so what do you think went wrong?
Yeah, how much time have we got? he peaked too soon, and I don't think he was ready for prime time, which is the cliche version of this, that I think the spotlight went on him before. Perhaps he was ready to go full bore. I think some of the early success might have gone to their heads. I also think that he squandered his brand. He came off as, you know, he's supposed to be the guy that's unintimidated, sticks to his guns. And, you know, he appeared to be flip-flopping. He appeared to be pandering. And I think after the first two debates, people were looking at him going, okay, is that it? Is that all there is there? And you could just sort of see the air go out of his balloon.
All right, so let's direct our attention to the Doug Steffen poll site for a list of the top 10 talk topics. All the things that you've heard in the past hour are listed there. They're all enumerated for you to tell us which one is the most important one for you. Is it number one, the presidential race? Is it the Pope's visit? Is it the migration crisis in Europe? What's going on in the Middle East? The Volkswagen emissions problems? There are a number of things that are important, I'm sure, to you. But tell us which one you think is the most important so that when we report back next week, we'll have a feeling, not that we want to make our list right and your list wrong or the other way around. I just want to know what's most important to you. Let us know at DougSteffen.com. And thanks for listening to this week's version of The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com.
Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.